Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yah the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But Yah the Lord, for Yah the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read to you Psalms 1, the way of the righteous and the end of the ungodly, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. And while it's on my mind, let me just say to Mr. Lionel Richie, the song, Jesus is Love, just blesses me every time I hear it. It just gives me chills. Thank you, Father. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, worship you, our God, who loves us so much that he sent his only son, Yahweh. Well, he sent his son, Yahweh, also known as Jesus Christ, to restore us, his lost sheep, from sin and death. We thank you for that love and redemption, Father God. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, my city, my home city, your blessed city. Thank you for loving us, Jake, so much that you give us sane, sound mind, excellent health, family, love, peace, joy, happiness, courage, boldness, prosperity in all things that you approve of. And again, thank you for restoring us. In Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells us to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy, rest. You'll find that written in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11. Now, my Bible may read a little different from yours, but that's okay. The message is the same, in my view. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. You know, to have your three P's ready, your pen, pencil, or paper, and I should say a notebook nowadays. Follow me to the book of Ezra, chapter 10, verse 14. We're in the last chapter of the book of Ezra. I left off at verse 14, so let's read it. We're in Ezra, chapter 10, verse 14. Please let the leaders of your entire congregation stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at appointed times together with the elders and judges of their cities until the fierce wrath of our God is turned away from us in this matter. Only Jonathan and the son of Asahel and Jehazarel, the son of Tikva, opposed this, and Mishalom and Zabathiah, the Levite, gave them support. Verse 16. Then the descendants of the captivity did so. And what did they do so? Let's turn back to pick up where they had made a motion. Listen. It was to Ezra. The priest stood up and said to them, "You have transgressed, and transgress means breaking God's law, and have taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now, therefore, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers, and do his will." And this is what they propose: separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the pagan wives. Let's go back to verse 16. Then the descendants of the captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain heads of the father's household, were set apart by the father's household, each of them by name. And they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. By the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. And I'm going to skip down to verse 19. And they gave their promise that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they presented a ram of a flock as their trespass offering. Now, I'm going to stop reading Ezra chapter 10 right here, because it gives you a list starting with verse 18 and then 20 through 43, of about 120 names at least. And I not read so. I will read verse 44, and then we will end reading verse 10 of Ezra. Verse 44, all these had taken pagan wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children, so they were put away. Now, the book of Ezra, as well as the book of Nehemiah, as I said before, these two books are preparing us to know how to handle the future building of God's church in Israel. I think that will be the third bill. And right now, we know that today is June the 12th, 2014. Israel and Hamas, that's a Palestinian group, they are sending rockets at each other. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I read the books of Nehemiah and Ezra so that it will give us an idea of what we are to do when we go back. And that is to build the church, and we are to stay away from certain groups. And that's what we're going to do. In the book of Nehemiah, chapter 13, it tells us no Amorite or Moabite has ever come into the congregation of God. So when we get there, we'll know what to do. We'll know to leave those people alone. Also, let me go back to Ezra, and just remind you of the groups of people. And those of you who have your computers can look these names up and try to remember them. Let's see. I was in Ezra chapter 9, verse 1. It tells you that these people in the land, they are abomination of the Canaanites. So I want you to go to Ezra chapter 9, and the names of all these people. The search engine that I use is called Google. And nowadays, I have to go to the library because my computer kept getting infected and infected, and I just decided that I just did not want to be bothered with it anymore. So, therefore, I have no computer. I'll probably get one as soon as I am financially able. Let me just read you these names. We are to stay away from these people of the land with respect to the abominations of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. So know that those people you are supposed to stay away from. And now let's get into today's lesson. We have finished reading Ezra chapter 10, all of Ezra, except for I did not read the many names that are in Ezra chapter 10. We're going to pick up Psalms 106. And I had started reading that when I was at the beginning of Ezra. But Psalms 106 has a lot of depth to it. There are things in there that I don't want to miss or want you sheep to miss. And you go over it yourselves when you get a chance, when you have an opportunity. One thing, they had crossed over the Red Sea, and Psalms 106 talks about joy and forgiveness of Israel's sins. Now, after they crossed over the Red Sea, they committed sin after sin after sin, and this lets me know how I was pretty much the same, but now I have tried to conform my ways now that I am happily doing the work of God. So I'm going to name off some things that they sin, where they sin against God. And you go through, you'll find more that perhaps I have missed. The first thing that Israel did after crossing the Red Sea was they forgot God's word. And then they did not wait on his counsel. That was two. The third thing, they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness. And then the fourth thing, they tested God in the desert. Then the fifth thing, I think, there was a rebellion against Moses. What God was telling Moses to do. It was called Korah's Rebellion. You'll find that in the book of Numbers. I think I said the sixth thing now. I saw on television it was like a cow, but this book is saying that they changed their glory into the image of an ox that eats grass. So they didn't follow Exodus 20. You're not supposed to worship. Exodus 20, verse 4, supposed to worship God only. And I'm going to start at verse 28 where I left off. I think this might be the seventh or eighth thing. You keep count. I don't quite remember as I talk. Verse 28, Psalms 106. They joined themselves also to Baal of Peor. Now, have you ever heard of Baal of Peor? Well, I didn't until a few weeks past when I started reading it. And ate sacrifices made to the dais. They provoked him, talking about God, to anger with their deed. And the plague was broke out. Let us go back. Let's find out who or what is Baal of Peor. I looked it up. Baal of Peor is a Moabite deity. And God told us that we are not to ever allow the Amorites or the Moabites to ever come into the congregation of God. So we have to stay away from this Baal of Peor. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, chapter 25. And we are going to read a little bit about this Baal of Peor. We're in verse 1. It says, Numbers 25, verse 1. Then Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry. And harlotry, that's, I think, like a man of the night or woman of the night, like a hooker, a slut, a prostitute. The people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. They invited the people to sacrifices, the Moab, to sacrifices of their God, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. Now, this is what we do to this day. And if you don't know, I want you to turn with me to the book of Exodus, where we all should know the Ten Commandments. And I want you to go down to verse 3. We're in chapter 20, verse 3. It reads, "You shall have no other gods before me." Now, let's drop down to verse 5. We're still in Exodus 20. It says, "You shall not bow down to them nor serve them." Now, see, what do we not understand about that? We are not to bow down to any god. We must worship our God, who is a spirit. God that we worship is a spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. You'll find that in the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24. So what do you not understand? I'm trying my best to worship God. Let's pick up reading in verse 29. Excuse me, I have to burp. Thus they provoked him, meaning God, to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Well, what is a plague? A plague is a contagious bacterial disease, such as polio, someone sneezes on you, or measles. They say that the measles virus stays in the air for up to 2 hours. That person may have gone, and you come in and walk past that sneeze. Here, you catch the measles. And lately, there's something a few months past they talked about on the news called MERS. Let's go to verse 30 of Psalms 106. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and so the plague was stopped, and that was counted to him for righteousness to all generations forever. Well, who was Phinehas? Phinehas. Let us go back and find out who Phinehas is or was. Let's go back to the book of Numbers, chapter 25, and let's pick up reading at verse 3. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord God was aroused against Israel. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take all the leaders of the people and hang the offenders before Yah the Lord out in the sun, that the fierce anger of Yah the Lord may turn away from Israel. So Moses said to the judges of Israel, every one of you kill his men who were joined to Baal of Peor. And indeed, one of the children of Israel came and presented to his brethren a Midianite woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. Now, when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin. A javelin is a spear, a long spear, in his hand, and went in after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman. He's talking about that Midianite woman, through her body. So the plague was stopped among the children of Israel. And those who died in the plague were 24,000. So let us understand to stay away from those people, so that a plague, when we go back over there to build a church, let's stay away from them so that we will not get involved with the plague. So, okay, I think that was the, now we're going to start at verse 32. They angered him, Yah the Lord, also in the waters of strife, at the waters of strife. Now, what's that, number 7, 18? So, that went ill with Moses on account of them. I did not understand why they used the word ill here. So when I was at the library, I looked at another Bible, and I didn't write the name of that Bible down. But it said that it caused trouble with Moses on the account of them, because they rebelled against his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his spirit. I'm going to stop right here, and we'll come back next time. Let me mark this. He spoke rashly with his lips. That means he spoke bold and fast. And sometimes we do that. Let me just read one other thing. They did not destroy the peoples concerning whom Yah the Lord had commanded them to destroy. So let's say a word of closing prayer. I'm going to say a prayer, as the baby said at church one Sabbath. He said, Father God, keep the devil away. Amen. And I say the same prayer as he has. Remember, sheep, to take our Father God with you of everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. I want you, sheep, to go to www.aatandlivelonger.com and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. J.E. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. See you next Sabbath. Talk with you next Sabbath.